As we just heard, Arellano Felix and his gang made their money smuggling cocaine into the U.S. One way they may have done that is by digging tunnels. Yesterday, U.S. officials found an elaborate underground passage, one of the longest ever discovered, running from a pig farm near Tecate, California, all the way under the border to Mexico. Donald Thornhill is a special agent with the Drug Enforcement Administration. He told us the investigation is ongoing, but he suspects Arellano Felix's gang may be behind the tunnel.
It's about 20 feet deep, and it descends to about 35 feet deep. It's about 1,000 feet long from where we discovered it to the Mexican border, and then another 200 feet into Mexico. Now, the tunnel came up underneath a residence in Mexico, underneath a fireplace. It was outfitted with rails that they could use carts to move drugs. And they also had electricity throughout the tunnel. So somebody put a lot of work and a lot of imagination into this thing. And we believe that about 19,200 cubic feet of dirt would have been removed to create this tunnel. So it's about 45 construction-grade dump trucks. So there's a lot of work into this thing.
Well, it's incredible to think of, and that I guess the entrance to it in Mexico is in a rather ordinary home.
That's correct.
In Tecate?
That's correct.
And where did it come up on the American side?
Well, it came up on the American side in a residence underneath a staircase.
Were the owners of the house aware of this tunnel?
Well, the owners of the house in the United States had leased the house to an individual we're attempting to identify, but it appears they had no knowledge that the house was used for anything other than legitimate purposes.
Now, this tunnel that was built, do we have any notion of how many drug shipments were made, how long it was used, whether or not people came through along with the drugs?
I would say an easy estimate would be probably tons of drugs, lots of marijuana, plenty of cocaine, certainly methamphetamine, maybe precursor chemicals, a big issue here for the Drug Enforcement Administration, but it's anybody's guess. When you look at the tunnel and how sophisticated it is, somebody put a lot of money to actually get this thing up and going, and we believe it's been running for about anywhere from 2 to 3 years.
How did authorities miss it all this time?
Well, these organizations they have lots of money. They keep people silent, particularly gangs like the Arellano Felix organization, because they ruled by intimidation and murder, and so there's a lot of incentive not to cooperate with law enforcement.
Will it be shut down now? I imagine that's the first thing that happened.
That's right. After the investigation is completed, they'll shut it down, and then there will be continuing investigation and some follow-ups. But again, it's ongoing. We hope we'll be able to maybe find another tunnel or two.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Do you think that this will discourage drug gangs from trying to excavate things like this, or have tunnels, in fact, been kind of successful and you expect to see more?
Well, unfortunately, the bad news is that as long as there's a demand for drugs in this country, gangs will turn to whatever method of smuggling, if you will. It's a matter of money, and I think we take pride in that. We're really looking at the demand issue and the education issue as well. That the demand for drugs is priority number one. And we're getting very involved in the demand reduction arena of the drug problem here in the United States.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Donald Thornhill of the Drug Enforcement Administration, speaking with us about the discovery of a 1,200-foot tunnel running from Mexico under the border to a farm in California.